Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. I will skip my usual litany of introductions and places to reach me and go right into the story I told you I would tell about what happened during Romney's stay at Bain Capital. Now, of course, the Democrats have tried to portray his tenure at Bain Capital as evil when all he did was good business. But one of the things that you've not heard about is a story that I find pretty amazing. Evidently, one of his employees, one of his executives, while he was at Bain Capital, came in one day and said he needed some time off because they could not find his daughter, his grown daughter, who lived in New York. And I don't know where Bain Capital was located, but it was in New York. And all he wanted was permission to have a few days off. And Mitt Romney immediately said, not only will you do that, but we will shut down the company. And everybody is coming to New York, and we're going to set up a... what do you call it? A room. What do they call it? A crime scene room. A headquarters. Command post. That's it. We're going to set up a command post. And he paid for the entire company to go to New York, set up a command post. And within 3 days, they located this executive's daughter. You don't hear him talking about that because he's modest. I would like to know if there's anything remotely similar that President Obama has done. All I ever see about President Obama is self-serving acts. And when tragedies and horror stories like Benghazi happens, he finds time to go to Vegas to fundraise. And then a cover-up takes place. It is astonishing. I respect Mitt Romney. I respect his time as a missionary. I respect his time as a minister. I respect him as a father and a husband. I think he will make a great president, and God willing, he will be our next president. I need your help, however, on another matter. My next book, I was listening to the commercials, and I talk about my first book, and well, that's already a year and a half old. My second book is coming out next month, and I need help with your vote for the best title. Go to my website, brucesallen.com. There is a poll you can find in the writings section. Just hit writings tab, and it'll be the second or third item on the page. And I ask for your vote for one of the following five titles for the book, which is about my trip taking my son from Los Angeles to Boston to go to college. And here are the five titles. Number one, The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues. Number two, The Long Strange Trip. How Driving My Son Cross-Country Cured My Empty Nest Blues. Number three, The Long Strange Trip. Number four, The Long Strange Trip Curing Empty Nest Blues in 3,000 Miles in 8 Days. And number five, How I Cured My Empty Nest Blues Driving Cross-Country. I would sure love your vote, so please go to bruceallen.com and make your vote. I also hope, for that matter, that everyone will vote in the upcoming elections. It is more significant than any I've... any in my life, I am sure. There was a video I saw made by a number of San Diego students who basically said they're too young to vote and they need your help. And they just made this amazingly professional video. And if you probably look up election video from San Diego high school students, you'll probably find it on YouTube. It's a real powerful thing. Tonight at Dad Chat, we will be talking about how do we talk to our kids about politics? And what do we say? And do we watch the debates with our kids? Do we discuss the issues? Are we just pushing our point of view, our political view on our kids? I suspect most of us do. But of equal and greater concern, actually, is are our schools pushing agendas on our kids? And are we fighting back? We know the colleges push agendas left and right. And in fact, free speech on most colleges is quite considerably limited with all these speech codes. And this idea of hate speech is, I don't even understand how it has gone to the extreme it has gone. So sponsor slots are open on my show. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the Bruce Allen Show, just email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. Upcoming vlogs include more videos from concerts, including performances from Willie Nelson, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Dream Theater. I also did the Million Dollar Quartet, and I think that one's actually up. I don't even remember if it is, but I'm a big Elvis Presley fan, and so if that one's not up, I will do another one on Elvis because I love Elvis. And I was going to sing an Elvis song at my first wedding, and my friend, the same friend that I spoke about earlier, Jerry, talked me out of it, and I regretted that, but I got to sing it to my second wife when we went on our honeymoon. So that was really terrific. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. And second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, who is a station manager at my home station, KZSB AM 1290, and a good friend. Thank you again for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.